Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, we're just checking in on this beautiful Friday morning. 585-252-9800. Where's our friends at?
Oh, they're crawling. Crawling through the door at 585-252-9800. Who is here? Lindsay. Hi, Linz.
What's up, Lindsay?
Lindsay says, guys, not gonna lie, I got a pedicure last night for the first time in 6 months, and I feel refreshed. Oh my God, you're gagging. You're gagging.
What?
You literally are like, the first thing I look at a woman is her toes. She's groomed and polished.
It's true. I always look down before I look up. That's just how it goes.
In more ways than one. Who else is here? Good morning, guys. Amy from Soda's checking in.
What's up, Amy?
My vibes are great. It's my love, Nate Forbes' 49th birthday.
Nate, what?
Nate.
No, yes.
Her husband.
That's right. Hey, Nate.
Yep.
Hey!
Love Nate. Love Nate.
Go, Nate.
Go, Nate. Go, Nathaniel.
Happy birthday, man.
Bummed but prepared for the rain tomorrow for his party. Have a great day, Moose and Breeze.
Yeah, don't let the rain...
Don't let that rain on your parade. Don't let that rain on your party. You know what I'm saying?
Can't do it. You just can't do it.
Good morning, you two. Vibe check. I'm getting surgery this morning for my carpal tunnel. I can't wait to have my hands not feel numb anymore. That's from Jess.
Jess, you're going to do great.
Just crack those fingers. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to do great. Good luck with the surgery.
I wish that was a sound effect.
Let us know if you have any leftover Vicodin.
Oh, my God. Insane. Have you ever had surgery?
No, I've had stitches in my forehead.
Wow. You're so healthy and pure.
I really am. I wouldn't say I'm pure.
Okay, me neither. I take that back. No surgeries, no broken bones, no adversity in your body whatsoever. Besides that weird, like... uvula thing that you wanted to get fried up.
Yeah.
There was talks about a surgery. No surgery.
That wasn't going to happen. What, just so I can not snore anymore? I'm not going to do that. Come on. Doctor's like, we're going to laser out your uvula in the back of your throat, and then we're going to take this crowbar, we're going to shove it up your nose, and we're going to break it. We're looking at about a 2-year recovery time. I'm like, I'm going to pass, doc.
Like, I'm actually so good.
So nice meeting you,
though. It doesn't matter if you snore. The only person you're waking up is your plant. You know what I'm saying? It's like no big thing.
Oh, my sweet, sweet Tina.
Oh, gosh.
Vibes are up today.
Yeah.
For a lot of you, it's payday, so.
Not for us.
Not for us, but for a lot of you.
I always forget when we get paid. I'm like, I have no idea.
It's bi-weekly here at Odyssey Rochester. It's bi-weekly. Yes, I know. Sometimes that can really affect your wallet, but what are you going to do? But vibes are up today. It's Friday. It's going to be 80 today. I'm excited for the weekend. The Bills are playing Sunday. So, finally, football has the new season has begun.
What happened last night? Share with the class.
With what?
With the game.
I don't know. I turned it off on the first quarter and went to bed.
Wait.
They were tied 7-7 when I went to bed.
Well, what's the final score?
I didn't look yet.
Let me look. And of course, me, the football fan, has to look it up.
Chiefs.
Chiefs won. Shocker.
Chiefs beat the Ravens 27-20 last night.
Okay. Can I just say, like, I don't know. Being that good at football is, like, kind of an ick. Like, don't be the best. Like,
what?
Like, I don't know. It's just kind of, like, boring to watch a little bit. Like,
who are you referring
to? Constantly winning. The Chiefs, like, they won the Super Bowl, and then they win again, and then they'll win again. It's just like,
well,
oh,
listen,
God.
It's every,
how many times can we watch the same show over and over again? It's just kind of ew.
Well, we had to do it for, like, 10 years with the Patriots.
That's
mean,
what
that's,
I'm saying.
There's, like, always going to be seasons where you have pockets of teams that are just unstoppable.
Petition, excuse me, to not have that be a thing.
All right, let's move on. I don't want to talk to you about sports.
And now with Taylor on their side, it's like they're never going to lose.
Right. Okay. Yes.
You know me.
Taylor's crushing it.
Girl.
What, are the vibes up for you? What are you doing this weekend? You got a wedding tomorrow?
I do have a wedding tomorrow. I'm in my one of my last weddings of the season. I have three more after this. But I'm very excited. Tonight's the rehearsal dinner. And my girlfriend's coming with me, so that'll be fun. It'll be our second wedding together.
That's beautiful.
I know. But no, it'll be fun. I'm very excited. I think that I hope and I pray the weather holds out because it is kind of an outdoor thing tomorrow. But I'm in my good vibes specifically because yesterday I went out with my new friend. We went to the new coffee shop down on Park Ave, Montgomery Court.
How was that place?
It was amazing. It was really nice to just, like, have a coffee shop not in the realm of everything, all the other coffee shops and shops. It's kind of more in the residential side of the ABC streets. But it was really fun, and I'm just glad I'm constantly meeting new people, growing and evolving. You know what I mean?
You gotta grow and you gotta evolve.
You gotta.
That's just part of the cycle of life.
So important.
It's the cycle of life, you guys. Okay. Appreciate the vibes this morning. It is Friday. Thank you for being here with us. Big story of the day. We'll tell you what happened yesterday during rush hour when two men are now officially facing charges, accused of running from the police in a stolen what? Can you guess what vehicle they were in?
I could take a stab at it.
Well, I'll tell you what it is coming up next on PXY.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Two men are facing charges accused of evading police in a stolen SUV and then crashing that SUV into two police vehicles during rush hour. You want to know why 390 was all backed up yesterday? Well, I have your answer.
Oof.
Several law enforcement agencies were all working together to catch people stealing cars or either driving them. And a New York State Police helicopter, by air, they had to put that in there, were getting a hold of deputies, troopers in Rochester police to kind of man the roads. They spotted one Kia Sorento near Lyle Avenue and Sherman Street. The driver obviously refused to stop. They had no choice but to chase them. So their pursuit ended in the center lane of 390 North just before Lexington Ave with an officer holding the suspect at gunpoint and then ordering them out of the Kia.
I would absolutely be terrified if I was just driving on 390 at that time.
Oh my God, it was so much traffic. You know, and often, as we know, there's a teenager behind the wheel. But
who's never driven in their life.
Right. Yesterday, two men, 53 and a 40-year-old, both taken to the hospital with what police described as minor injuries. Okay. But at one point, a call came over the radio that for another stolen car on 390, and it was heading right in toward the crash scene. Until the driver got off the interstate. It's unknown if they caught that person or not. But they're cracking down, and this all comes 2 weeks after that poor 92-year-old Thomas Chase was killed when his car was hit by another stolen car being pursued by police. And that driver was 17 years of age, who's on parole, who has been charged with murder.
Oh, my God.
So now they're not, according to police and Kathy Hochul, our governor, they are cracking down and taking this way more seriously.
It only took, you know,
a couple of years.
3 years and millions of Kias and Hyundais to be stolen. Listen, I don't want to make light of this story by any means because it's terrible. But unfortunately, I mean, fortunately enough, I've never stolen a vehicle. But unfortunately, I have evaded a police officer. And
have you?
It didn't end well. I shockingly enough did not get arrested. But one time, I was coming home from school at Oswego. And I was speeding, of course.
Right.
As one does. But I was on backcountry roads. What did you want me to do?
You do have a heavy foot.
You know what I mean? And it was just me on the open road until it wasn't. And then I passed a car that just so happened to be a cop.
Yeah, of course.
And they hung a quick U-ey and were coming after me. And I was like, oh, no. Like,
you didn't notice a cop was coming up on the road?
It was like over a little hill type of thing. So it all just happened so fast. And I was like, oh no. I saw them turn around and then I turned into this random driveway of an abandoned home.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, like whatever. And they parked at the end of the driveway, kind of like blocking it.
Yeah,
I couldn't leave. And we're just at a standstill. And
so
I'm like, I'm just on my phone, like cars in park, trying to not make eye contact.
Right, until he taps on the window.
They end up coming over, not them having their hand on their gun. And they were like knocking on my window. So I roll the window down and with my manual like window cranks. And he's like, are you wanted? And I was like, no. Like, is there a warrant out for your arrest? No. Then why? What are we doing here? Why are you in this abandoned home that has a for sale sign and hasn't been cared for in years?
Yeah, why are you pulled
like,
in
my
the driveway?
My friend lives here. He's like, it literally is vacant. So, and I was like, I just have too many tickets and my dad's going to kill me and I can't get another speeding ticket. Well, he goes, well, and isn't this always the way? If you just pulled over.
Right.
We wouldn't be in this situation now, would we?
No, you were running from the popo.
So then I was like, okay, I'm hyperventilating. He gives me a ticket. I end up hiring a lawyer because I don't want my parents to find out. God. It's so classic.
This
you
is all at
I mean?
The age of like 16.
No,
too.
Literally, I was like 20.
Great.
Me, you know, hiring lawyers on retainer. So that just word to the wise, don't evade a police officer. You know what I mean? Just don't do it. It's not a smart choice.
Right.
Whether you're a criminal or just an idiot like me. So.
Lot going on the roads lately. You guys got to be safe out there. There I Said It is coming up next at the show. We just figured we'd clear the air early this Friday morning. So 585-252-9800. Breezy and I will get to all of your unpopular opinions coming up after the break.
Pittsburgh, Churchville, and Farmington are waking up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
PXY. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It on this beautiful Friday morning. 81
Gorgina.
Degrees for the high today. All right, let's get right into it because people want to clear the air early this morning, and we're cool with that. What's up, Cassidy? Can we normalize just having yellow teeth?
Ew.
Having pearly whites takes way too much work. There I Said It. I think we know where Cassidy stands on the color of her teeth.
So can we normalize not brushing our teeth? Can we normalize bad breath?
Cassidy, I don't think I need to tell you, but gingivitis is the number one cause of tooth decay. So you just go ahead and keep that in mind.
You do you, boo. This is crazy. This person says, I don't care what anybody says, but houses for sale should not be staged. There, oh. I said it.
Oh, really? Why?
Said, I'd rather look at empty rooms and browse a home for sale than have someone else's idea of where I should put my things and how I should decorate my home. Potential home.
I don't know. Sure. I think some of these people do a really great job of staging a home when you go through there.
No, it's not that they don't, for sure. You know what kills me is when you go through a staged home and there's a sign on the bed like, don't sit, it's an air mattress. Or don't sit, it's cardboard. Pizza boxes.
Right, right, yeah. I made that mistake one time. I didn't know they did that. I thought it was a full-on bed. No, it's not as cardboard.
Just playing monkey in the middle on the bed.
But some of these homes, like last year, I'm looking at houses. I went from home to home, and mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, I want whatever. I don't care where this furniture came from. I want it. This is what I want my room to look like.
Yeah.
So, anyways. Hey, what's up, Scott? Who is this person? Is this Spizzano texting in? I hate sparkling water. It's so useless, but also bitter, and it costs too much. There, I said it.
I agree with Scott wholeheartedly. Sparkling water's dumb.
Well, what are you supposed to mix with your vodka? Let's go over this person. Any company that doesn't go out of their way to purchase their employees 2-ply toilet paper is not a company anyone should feel okay working for. There, I said it. I'm 100% with you. This has got to be a dude, right?
Mm-hmm. We know what they're doing in the number two stall in the downstairs employee lounge.
I agree. It's the little things, man. Take care of your people. Nobody who wants to use.
I don't know. I feel
like use the restroom with 1-ply. Come on.
When I first started dating my girlfriend, she roasted me, and she's like, "What are you doing buying 1-ply toilet paper?" I'm like, "What do you mean? I just buy whatever's cheapest." She's like, "Oh my god,
this is like I can't.
This
do
is
it.
Not it." And I was like, oh my God, is this through? She's like, no, I'm just going to buy you new toilet paper. This is stupid.
Chad in the house. What's up, Chad? Chad. I just want to wish my girlfriend Tabitha today a happy birthday. It's your birthday. Hey, go Tabitha. Go Tabitha.
Go Tabby.
He goes on to say, I love you, baby. And you mean the world to me. Happy birthday, baby. Can't wait to celebrate later. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
I'm envisioning some weird things for sure.
Don't mess up that red roof in hotel room too much later tonight.
We're coming up almost on a year ago when I had that wedding. Yeah. And they did a room block at the Red Roof Inn. And I was like, I'm so good. No, I'm so good.
I know. I just listened.
Herkimer.
Yeah, Herkimer too. Pennsylvania?
No, Herkimer, New York.
Or
it's
Herky.
Like
oh, the
Herky. Of Utica.
Yes, there's so much to do there.
There's so much to do. So many activities at the Red Roof Inn.
Hey, no shade on the Red Roof Inn. But if you walk in your hotel room and the pillows look like they've been sitting between some homeless guy's legs, you have a right to ask for new sheets.
I went to the wedding and I got my own Airbnb. Gorgeous. Went with my ex. It was a fever. It was a fever dream. It was a fever dream for sure.
Okay.
The Red Roof Inn. Hey, we have a room block at the Red Roof Inn. Okay.
Ronald says you guys should come to the. What is going on today? I like doing there. I said it at 6:40. You guys should come to the strip club with me and my buddies tonight for our friend's bachelor party. We need DJs to play the music. See you guys at the Barrel of Dolls. Okay, Ronald.
Musco's drop the Addy.
I wouldn't consider us DJs. That's not.
We
really,
are not DJs. That's actually so offensive.
Stop.
Ew. No, we're not.
Put
not
a band-aid on it.
Wrong with DJs, but that's not us. We're entertainers. We're content creators.
We're content creators. Right. Can we all normalize taking Clorox wipes into the strip clubs with us just to wipe things down? You know what I mean? If everyone did this, it would just be a safer place to bring the entire family. There I said it.
The entire family. Yep. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Get in the car, kids. It's Friday. It's Barrel of Dolls night. What?
Have you ever gotten a dance, like a backroom dance from a dancer?
Yes.
At Barrel of Dolls?
No. No. Oh. No.
I have.
No. I haven't gotten my hepatitis shot yet. All right, let's go over to this. Chester Cab Pizza on Park Ave is the best pizza on the Rock. There, I said it. Well, that's oddly specific. Thank you.
You have no taste. I'm sorry. You have no taste.
Really? Come on.
It's just a brick of cheese. Half the time, it's not even melted. No shade.
Oh, yeah, right. You crap all over it and be like, respectfully.
Respectfully, of course. Yeah. No, but like, listen, there's a couple different pizza places here in the 585 that try to do things differently. That like Chester Cab does the deep dish Chicago style. Pizza Wizard does the Detroit style.
Domino's does New York style.
I wouldn't even call that. Domino's is giving like Alabama, you know. No. They have, fun fact, South has no idea how to do pizza. They have no idea. One time, I went to a wedding in Tennessee, and they served late night pizza out of a lasagna pan.
I love it. That's what I'm telling you,
man. I was like, what are we doing here?
Hell yeah. That's what's up. That sounds so good.
What is this?
All right, let's wrap this up.
Raw.
Chester Cab Pizza. We'll go ahead. We'll give you that free plug for today.
Oh God!
Who doesn't love a deep dish? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
98PXY.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.